Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that's not so much topical in nature, but practically applicable, if you will. And that is the release of the two new courses on the Daily Remedy website. The first course, hosted by myself, will educate physicians and other healthcare administrators about drafting amicus briefs. Now, these are the legal documents that provide technical knowledge, subject matter expertise for prominent health litigation. For example, in the Ruan v. United States case that reached the Supreme Court, I wrote an amicus brief detailing the importance of complexity in medicine and the divide that happens between healthcare and law when the law tries to oversimplify or reduce the complexity of medicine into overly simplified rubrics or rules that may not necessarily encapsulate the full extent of the patient experience. But for many prominent health cases that are not at the Supreme Court level, we need physicians to get involved. And interestingly enough, physicians on their own can draft and submit amicus briefs. Also known as non-traditional or narrative style amicus briefs, these documents provide insight that the judges, plaintiffs, whether that's the prosecutors, the defendants, or if it's a civil matter, the different plaintiffs of each side can utilize and reference in the court proceedings themselves. I'll give an example. Let's say there's a lawsuit over abortion rights, where one party is suing another party. And if the basis of the lawsuit is not clinically sound, then that lawsuit can be used to then target future litigation that may also not be clinically sound. But by drafting an amicus brief, highlighting the facts that may not be clinical in nature and emphasizing those that should be emphasized, like the clinical facts, a physician can then have a positive impact while not being directly involved in a case. This, in my opinion, going through what I went through with the DEA, recognizing the Department of Justice and their lack of clinical acumen, this approach in drafting amicus briefs is the most direct and the most impactful way that a physician can help advocate for medicine and advocate for key healthcare issues that he or she may be passionate about. And that's why I feel having this as a course and charging a very nominal fee would really help physicians to get involved in the health litigation, the health policy. Because let's face it, healthcare is a litigious entity. The rules define the engagement between a physician and a patient, and the rules are often legal in nature, not so much clinical. So by that logic, healthcare is very much a legal entity. Health policy, more often than not, particularly in this polarizing world that we live in, ends up adjudicated in the federal courts through the legal system. So whether you're a policy wonk, whether you love health law, inevitably you're going to find yourself in a courtroom setting. Whether that's administrative law, civil law, or criminal law, healthcare will, in one way or another, and your role in there, will require an understanding of law. An amicus brief is the best way to get involved. The second course, hosted by Dr. Joseph Parker, will focus on investigative tactics used by the Department of Justice and common red flags that incite investigations against physicians by the Department of Justice. This is something that's very critical because we often, as physicians, are caught blindsided as to why an attorney general office is targeting us, why a federal prosecutor is targeting us. But if we're able to understand how they think, then we can secure our own practice. Now, I know many of you may be thinking, well, I have a compliance system. I have a general counsel. True, all those things might help. But until you understand how the legal arguments are constructed against you, you won't fully understand how to protect yourself legally. And you'll always have that creeping doubt, which will impact how you make clinical decisions and will impact how you treat your patients. Because in the clinical setting, you and I both know many decisions are made with the scepter of legal ramifications, like the sword of Damocles hanging over us. It affects how we think, the decisions we make, and how we treat patients. And truthfully, if federal prosecutors and state attorney general offices are concocting legal strategies using quote-unquote red flags, using novel interpretations of the law, shouldn't we as physicians understand how we're being targeted, how we're being investigated, so that we can better know how to protect ourselves? Now, I don't mean to turn this into a zero-sum game, them versus us, good guys versus bad guys. What I mean to say is that in the legal sphere, the interpretation of a law effectively determines how it's implemented. So if a federal prosecutor interprets a law one way, a physician, in many ways, could be seen as doing something unethical. And in other ways, could be seen as doing something that's unique to his or her own practice. Law favors standardization. Law favors simplification. Medicine is fundamentally complex. Something has to give. There's a fundamental incongruency there. That often means physicians are targeted for practicing in ways that may not fit the subjective assessment of what standardized care should be in the eyes of the prosecutor or the eyes of the state attorney general's office. So that, in a nutshell, are the two courses and why we feel that Daily Remedy is uniquely capable of offering these courses. We've always held a strong position of physician autonomy, of patient autonomy, and we believe that by providing these courses, we give the healthcare community the ability to understand how the regulatory bodies, whether criminal, civil, or administrative, target physicians and healthcare administrators, and how we as physicians can then protect ourselves so that we can protect our patients. Because when we do right by ourselves in our own community, we do right by what matters, and that's our ability to care for patients.